We also wanted to see how this grimly American phenomenon is reported abroad. China provides an interesting example. Journalist Isaac Stonefish reported from Beijing for years and still follows affairs there closely. Very happy to have you in the studio with us finally, Isaac. So what kind of headlines have you been seeing from China on this shooting in Parkland, Florida?
So it's so surprising because normally you read Chinese state media headlines about American crimes and misdemeanors and foibles, and they're so exaggerated or they feel out of place or they feel extreme. But this is such a clear tragedy and such a clear problem that America faces that Chinese state media doesn't need to hype it in any way. I think they have that hectoring tone with other things, but I think quite smartly from a propaganda perspective, they're just letting the horrific facts speak for themselves.
What other things would they have that hectoring tone about?
I think in terms of racial issues, they like to pretend that China is a racial paradise. A very crude approximation of what actually happens in China, but that's how state media often likes to portray it. Whereas for gun violence, it's not at all a problem in China. China is exceptionally safe when it comes to things like that. I think the idea is that when China calls out America for its racial problems, for people who know, it shines light on China's racial problems, and it's embarrassing and it's hypocritical, and it smacks of this kind of falseness, this tawdriness. Whereas for gun violence, they've decided to report it more as, hey, this is happening, this is a big problem. And because China doesn't have a gun violence problem, it rings true.
So not a big gun violence problem in China, but what about attacks in schools? I feel like I've seen that before in China. Does that happen?
It happens very frequently, but that's the very basic arithmetic about not being able to buy guns. China has a huge problem with school attacks, but if you have a knife, you're wounding a dozen people. You're not killing a dozen people. So Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Chin recently tweeted that the weekend before this attack, there was an incident. This was at a school. It was at a mall. But a disturbed man stabbed 14 people. One of them died. If he had a gun, dozens of people might have died. But not having access to guns means that you can do so much less damage.
I noticed you said this was a disturbed man. Did the Chinese media report kind of the mental health side of that story?
They did. And it's also – it's unfair for me to say he could have been perfectly coherent and not disturbed at all. That's the way that Chinese media reported it. And it's similar. I think it's a good point that you brought up because it's similar to what Trump says. It's he's deranged. It's not the problem with the system. It's a problem with the man. And I think Beijing is also trying to say, hey, it's not that we have these big societal problems. It's that this guy's a little crazy.
When you were living in China, Isaac, and something terrible happened here, for example, Sandy Hook a few years ago, what kind of questions did you get from Chinese about that?
I think there wasn't that much attention paid to these specific incidents. And I think when Chinese people were asking about violence in America, it was much more what they had seen on television or watched in movies. It didn't have a relation to a specific horrific incident. So there's a lot of questions about, hey, so in America, does everyone have guns? Can you really easily buy a gun?
And generally, China sees the United States as a violent place?
It does.
International affairs analyst Isaac Stonefish, thanks. Really good to see you.
Great to see you. Thanks.